Welcome to the Rom-Com Games, a championship where two movies go head-to-head each episode in a battle to decide on the ultimate romantic comedy.
We are your aspiring movie critic hosts, Ruth
and Kristen,
and this is
the Rom-Com Games.
Hello, and welcome back to what I have to assume is your favorite show on the planet, the Rom-Com Games. And actually, today, we are about to become even more your favorite show. You think you liked the Rom-Com Games with two hosts? Well, how about with three? That's right. From here on out, we are going to have a special guest to join us every episode to debate the merits of each beautiful movie we discuss. And you may be thinking to yourself, how long do I have to wait to meet these magical other hosts? And the answer is no time at all, because we have our very first special guest with us today.
What a transition.
That's right. You've heard her name numerous times on this podcast because we can't stop talking about her. Our good friend, Amy.
Hello. Yes.
So, Amy, the reason why we brought you onto this podcast is we need you to confirm with our listeners that we have other friends. It's not just you.
I am so sorry to say that I can neither confirm nor deny that statement.
Oh, she's playing it so cool.
Oh, God, it's what I am. It's who I strive to be. It's a cool person.
So Amy, Kristen, and I all met in college. We've known each other for what? Over a decade now.
I would say too long, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've made it longer.
When do you think we hit that wall? Like, when do you think it went from this is nice to okay, this is bordering on too long to like we're over the edge now and we've been friends for too long?
Good question.
I would say it's when you made us fly to South Dakota for your wedding.
Wow. You just threw that question right back in my face.
God, Ruth is currently shrinking into her shell, never to return.
Yeah, now I'm never going to get married again. So
God damn it.
Okay, so that was a good 3 years ago. So we've really been on the decline for a couple years
Yeah.
now. Unfortunate.
That's so unfortunate. All good things come to an end.
So we have Amy here today to talk with us about two of our first Sweet 16 movies. Kristen, do you want to tell the listeners what those movies were?
You mean Elite 8?
Yeah, but like, Kristen, get on board. Two of the Sweet 16 players are now advancing into the Elite 8, is what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Yes. You guys are very on trend right now since March Madness.
I know. I forgot that March Madness actually happens.
Oh, yeah, like, basketball? It's baskets. That's what
Listen, I say this with all the love in my heart, but you really need to know what sport is.
I know, sport.
It's where As an avid UConn women's basketball fan.
Ooh. Okay, so what do you, I was going to ask you, like, who you want to win, and then I was like, we don't want to know.
you think there's zero crossover between the rom-com fandom
and, 100%.
And women's college basketball?
0% crossover. No, there's probably
I totally disagree.
There's probably, okay, give us your predictions for the one person out there who's like, yes, finally my two passions colliding.
I can think of at least one person. That person is me.
Oh! She's going to listen to her own podcast and just have the greatest time.
Eating her probably fifth bag of popcorn for the day.
I have not had popcorn in days, mind you.
Sad. Amy, for all you listeners, used to subside pretty much solely on what? Popcorn and bread? What was your, like, grad school
diet?
Sometimes lettuce.
Oh.
Lettuce?
Who is she?
You like try to make a salad sometimes, but it'd just be a bunch of lettuce.
Worse somehow.
I feel like I was like, oh, Kristen's eating healthy. Like I should eat something besides bread and cheese. and popcorn. And
I do have to call Amy out. So Amy and I also lived together in D.C. for a few years when Amy was in grad school. She was very poor. Right. And
so poor.
And her groceries really alluded to that, because there was one time where she made, and I'm going to use the airiest of quotes, a grilled cheese. And what she did was she microwaved some bread, and then she put, what kind of cheese was it? Was it brie? It was like a soft cheese that you had. That you just like,
I mean, it was a good
it.
Cheese. I don't skimp on the cheese. I have $6 in my bank account. I'm like, this $4.99 brie looks good.
And then the bread, because it was microwaved, it like broke apart like at her first touch. So then like it just like turned into like chunks of bread and brie.
That Listen, was Kristen, heated. We've all put things in our mouths that we have later regretted.
I'm sorry, but remember we've all put things in our mouths that we regret is the new tagline for this podcast. We will be getting shirts made. Please DM us on Instagram if you want one.
Well, you know what? That's like so apt because of In Girls Trip, what with the scene with the grapefruit is all I'm thinking about.
Good transition.
Yes, thank you. Our two movies for today that are going head to head is Girls Trip, like Amy just mentioned, and When Harry Met Sally.
Now you might be thinking, weird combination. How are they going to connect those two? But luckily, Kristen is a theme genius.
Yes. So the theme of today's episode is Friends Come First.
Oh, another possible motto for this podcast.
There is a little sexual innuendo to that I didn't really catch on until Amy said that. But listen, that's respectful too.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Amy, since you didn't like the story I shared, what tale would you like to share about our friendship?
Amy's doing a shut it down / I will kill you in the night sort of gesture.
Listen, I'm not prepared in terms of storytelling, mostly because there's a lot of that are going to stay off the record. Never to be shared with the masses.
I have a classic story about the three of us. Mm. I feel like describes our dynamic very well. So I haven't heard, obviously, because when I'm not there, I'm not there. But apparently when Kristen and Amy are alone together, they're just like very sweet, like very much in love, just like being the best friends of all. And then apparently when I'm introduced to the equation, Amy becomes like a bully whose entire goal in life is to tear Kristen down at the seams.
Not sometimes emotionally, but also physically.
Also physically.
I have never physically bullied you. I just have, like, those impulses. Like, you know when, like, a 7-year-old will be, like, to their older brother, they'll be like, I hate you, and, like, give him a shove.
Yeah.
That's, like, those are the impulses that I have.
Right.
But I don't feel like I act upon them.
You wanted to, though, when we were in Colorado together.
So the three of us, we were actually visiting our friend Allie, who lives in Denver, but she had to work that day. So the three of us were at, like, a river in downtown Denver, and we're standing in the water with shoes off, just looking out over the calm, peaceful river. And then Amy turns to Kristen and says, I just really wanted to push you in the river right now. And just to imagine our dynamic, I immediately fell over. It was just like cracking up in the water while Kristen was kind of standing with her hands out going, what?
Oh my god, I have no idea. Just add a little, spice up your life a little bit. Get a little wet, jump in the water.
She
or
just
jump in the water.
Do a splash splash.
A little bird bath.
Right, exactly, a little bird bath. Speaking of things that we've done before, and probably will do again, should we talk about these movies?
Right, so the two movies that will be going head-to-head today are When Harry Met Sally and Girls Trip. So to quickly recap from the previous episodes, Girls Trip went head-to-head against Bridesmaids, and When Harry Met Sally very slightly beat out Always Be My Maybe. And for those listeners who are joining in with us more recently, we can give quick recaps of those two films. So When Harry Met Sally was made in 1989, starring Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal. And it's essentially a story of two lifelong friends starting from college until their early 30s, moving into New York together. And they become friends, and then it very slowly develops into a romantic relationship. And then for Girls Trip, it is essentially a movie about girlfriends. It's four friends from college who have a reunion together for a weekend in New Orleans, where one, Regina King, is presenting at Essence Fest. And Tiffany Haddish being just Tiffany Haddish, living her best life, getting fired, but also just living her best life.
Yes.
So before we get into the categories, we have one question for you, Amy. And that is, why do you love romantic comedies?
Ooh.
Oh my goodness. On the spot right now.
Yeah, no pressure, but the fate of our podcast but depends on you.
Listen. You have made the assumption that I love rom-coms. How embarrassing for you. Just kidding. Oh my God.
And see, thank you, Amy.
Podcast is now canceled. Oh, thanks to Amy.
Banish her from the podcast world.
Yeah.
No, I love rom-coms. Listen, there's no better way to like put you in a good mood. It's like a warm little blanket. Like when you watch a good rom-com with all the essential elements of a good story, it's just something better. It's my favorite genre of movie.
Ooh.
Oh.
I love that word.
Thank you so much.
That was a great answer. Okay, so with that burning mystery resolved, let's dive into our categories. First one up, you know it. I know it. You know that I know it. It's physical chemistry.
If only your listeners could watch our dancing happen.
If only.
The dancing is 10 times longer than it needed to be.
All right, Kristen. Need this a body of water.
Yeah, this is why you get bullied.
Right.
This is why we team up on you.
I am the victim here.
You do instigate. So true.
Instigator.
Exposing secrets. No. Yeah, okay, well, instigator, how about you instigate this discussion and give us your vote?
No, Amy is the guest, so she gets the first vote of the episode.
Listen, this is getting contentious, and I just feel...
You should have seen the episode where we talked about The Prince and Me. That was rough.
Has that happened yet?
No,
I listen
it's coming.
To your podcast. Oh, okay.
It hasn't come out live yet.
It hasn't come out live yet. Oh, yeah. Still in post.
Still in post. Exactly.
She's so in on the industry lingo. So
guys, look at me now.
So, Amy, since you are the guest, you will get the first vote.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Physical chemistry. So, this is hard, right? Because Girls Trip is such a multifaceted movie. And I feel like there was way more focus. The focus was, like, way more so on the individual characters and the friendships and relationships between them and, like, themselves than, like, between the romantic leads.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going with like physical chemistry in the sense of like, oh, friendship, like friend chemistry, like give it to Girls Trip because like those women got along like nobody's business. And you can only imagine that behind like when the cameras weren't rolling, that they were still really enjoying their companies, each other's company. That being said, when Harry met Sally, like, come on. I mean, like, gonna get my quick bias out there. I think this is, like, my favorite rom-com movie of all time that ever will be and ever has been. That's when Harry Met Sally. But yeah. I'll admit, like, they don't have great physical chemistry at the start, but that's the point of the whole movie is how you see them grow into each other. So by the end of it, it's believable. For me, it's believable, and they've got it. So for this one, When Harry Met Sally, gets it for me.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah,
totally agree with everything you said. Yeah. That like if it didn't have the word physical in it, it would be very tempting to give just a category vote, a chemistry vote to Girls Trip.
Totally.
Because like you said, they all seem like they're best friends, and if they're not in real life, then they did it so well on screen, and you just want to be friends with them. But also, like Chris and I talked about last time, you're very intimidated by them.
Listen, like we could hold our own. We could hold our own. Okay. Well,
we could be like the group of four who dances really enthusiastically next to them,
and they would
win the dance battle.
Oh yeah,
right. And we yell encouraging things from the corner.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Like, there's no way us and Allie, the four of us as a group, are coordinated enough to come up with a dance routine to hit out on the dance floor when we are intoxicated.
I think we could do it. I just don't think it would, win any awards.
Agreed.
Yeah, but in the end, I think that final kiss of them on New Year's Eve is so good. And yeah, they've built up just the friendship that you really believe. At least I do. We'll hear what Kristen thinks, because I know something she talked about last time. I feel the same as you, where I really believe their romance. So I also voted for When Harry Met Sally.
I also voted for When Harry Met Sally. But this also was took a lot of thinking too. Because yeah, it's the difference between friend chemistry and physical chemistry, which for the category, definitely physical chemistry goes to When Harry Met Sally, because the romance in Girls Trip is very like C plot level, it's not really mentioned. It's very sweet, but
but
friend chemistry, that would be a lot harder of a category to choose between, because When Harry Met Sally is a slow build, but it's also a really sweet build. But the Flossie Posse, they are like you could see how close and connected they are the whole time, and those would just seem so much fun.
Oh my gosh, that Flossie Posse. I want a necklace lace. I want a bedazzled jean jacket. Please let me join. We could listen. Ruth, I'm surprised you don't already have a bedazzled jean jacket in your closet.
Honestly, same. Yeah. We need to make you all matching ones.
Well, you already got us a matching necklace. So, Flossie Posse. So, who is craftiest, Allie, and can make us bedazzled jean jackets?
Listen, Allie's a busy school teacher in the time of COVID. She doesn't have time to make a fun friendship thing.
But she's a school teacher, which means she has the summer off. Which means perfect amount of time to make four matching jean jackets.
I'm sure that's going to be top of her priority.
Number one on her list to accomplish. Okay. Hey, guys, we're starting off strong. All in agreement.
I feel like that was an easy one, though.
Yeah. I agree with you. They definitely get harder from here on out.
Yeah.
So next category up is always a tricky one: originality / storyline. Kristen, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't want to start us off. Resounding no.
I did that thing that I love to do where I didn't really vote for this one, and I was going to wait for you guys to go through your reasonings and then from there deduce my vote.
Fickle as the wind.
This is my problem, though, is I'm thinking back to the other times you've done this. I cannot think of a single time that you have been convinced by my arguments. You always have a vote in your mind, and then you're just like, I'm just gonna play it cool and wait around, and then I make arguments for 5 minutes and you're like, yeah, but no.
You know what, there's a first time for everything, I would like to remind you, and maybe you just didn't do a great job of convincing me in the past.
Wow. Okay, challenge accepted. I will be starting.
Kristen is not only an instigator, she's a contrarian.
True.
Look at this girl. So we're learning so much.
Everyone thinks she's the nice one.
Little do they know. Listen, you might think I'm going to push her into a river, but she did it to herself.
Yeah, but she played my games for an hour before that, so she deserved it.
Again, the one who's pushed in the river is always going to be seen as the victim.
Hate that
so hard.
Okay, well, for this one, I also had a really hard time, but I ended up voting for Girls Trip in the end. I think that the script of When Harry Met Sally is, as we've discussed before, pretty much flawless. It's one of those movies where it feels like every line and every word is in the exact place it's supposed to be in, and you're sometimes just conversations sound so natural. But they also are who thought of that? Nora Ephron, how did you think of that? Because she's Nora Ephron.
The fabulous script. and screenwriting of Nora Ephron.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I leaned more towards originality on this one, and I also was a little bit biased by the last time Kristen and I talked about When Harry Met Sally. We did discuss how it's not exactly a storyline in terms of, like, having a plot arc, you know, with, like, the hero's journey, the beginning, the conflict, the resolution, which is one of the things I love about it, that it's mostly just, like, a collection of moments of people growing and falling in love with each other. But Girls Trip, if you were going to take, like, a screenplay writing class or something, I think that has a more three-act structure that would be easy to follow. And I think it's more original. Like, the whole friends fall in love thing had been done many times before. It's just that When Harry Met Sally did it a lot better. So that's why I voted for Girls Trip.
Cry, do you want to go next?
I'm still ruminating. You may go.
She's ruminating. The contrarian over here that's definitely going to vote for When Harry Met Sally, because I'm about to also vote for Girls Trip.
Oh, no. She's going to ruin our lives.
Listen, I feel like this is how I feel. When I started out, I was like, I will vote for When Harry Met Sally for every category because it wins all the awards of all time and it deserves the trophy and the gold medals of any competition ever. That being said, I mean, I love, like you said, obviously the screenwriting is fantastic. And I love how the story spans, like, more than a decade. That never happens in movies. I mean, it happens. It rarely happens in movies. So, like, that's extremely unique. But when it comes to, like, everything that was going on in Girls Trip, because there was, like, a hell of a lot going on in that movie.
It's true.
I watched it 3 hours ago. Like, there was so much going on in that movie. And a lot of it was original, and a lot of it was, like, a fresh take on different storylines that haven't been done before. Whereas When Harry Met Sally is, even though it is done over a longer period of time in a very thoughtful way, masterful way, like, it's just more of a basic story, so... I voted for Girls Trip. Now I'm going to do the Ruth thing where I sing the end of all.
Yay, do it! It's fun.
The end, yeah. Girls Trip for me. The end. Kristen.
Okay.
It's your moment. And if you do what we think you're going to do.
You will.
No, the reason why I'm conflicted, I completely agree with all the points you just made. And it's my confliction comes from originality, because, like, they're both about, like, stories about friendships, so it's just different. Like, this is, like, a story of, like, a group of four girlfriends versus, like, When Harry Met Sally is two friends falling in love. But I do agree that the, like, foursome friendship storyline hasn't been done that much.
Right,
that's not as common, so I would lead towards that for originality. And then storyline was also a really tough one, but I just love the story of When Harry Met Sally so much, so that's where I'm conflicted. But I think you have both convinced me. Basically, I wanted to vote for When Harry Met Sally, but I knew that the right choice was Girls Trip, so I will also vote for Girls Trip.
No, you have to vote for Harry Met Sally, because now you're being a contrarian.
That's
you're
true.
Just voting for
We don't accept the response.
You said you were going to.
No, I thought you said that
refused.
I was. No, I thought you were going to say I was going to vote for When Harry Met Sally to be different from you guys.
You guys,
even though
somewhere.
We told you.
Wait, somewhere in the world, if somebody listening to this podcast that's like a therapist and they're like, these girls are a relationship expert, they're like, this trio of friends has so much to unpack.
And we never will.
Ever and ever.
Keep it packed, tied up in those boxes, baby.
No, I think what went out for me is the originality of it.
Yeah.
I think that Girls Trip is more original.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agree.
I mean, you could say it's like the female version of like The Hangover.
Right.
But it's not, because it's just not.
No, I see what you're saying, though, that, like, okay, to be fair, I've only seen The Hangover once, but that movie felt much more antagonistic than Girls Trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't really about their friendship so much. It was about one guy trying to get home.
And it didn't
and the
seem
other
like...
kind of messing it up.
It didn't seem like they liked each other, either. Like, some of them, like, they all loved the one that was missing. Oh, not love, but, like, they were, like, most concerned about him, obviously, because he was missing.
Makes sense.
But the three of them, like, didn't really mesh that well together, especially because... Mm-hmm. Zach Galifianakis, I think, wasn't even, like, a friend of theirs.
Well, right. I don't know. Who went against Girls Trip last time? Was it Bridesmaids? Because watching Girls Trip also reminded me a lot, of Bridesmaids, actually. Yes. Just in terms of female friendship.
Yeah, last time. How, if it wasn't, it was clearly, like, influenced by Bridesmaids, or at the very least, the funding was the fact that, like, Bridesmaids made so much money, allowed it to be made, which is awesome. Not original in, like, it's the first movie of a bunch of women to be a comedy, but still pretty original.
Yeah. Snaps for Girls Trip.
Oh my gosh, way to go, Girls Trip. Kristen, do you want to introduce the next category?
Yes. So the next category is characters or character development, whichever way you want to vote this one.
Yeah, and splitting it up between those two has caused Kristen and I some strife in the past, because those can be two very different things. Like, do you like the characters? Do you think the characters are better in one, or do you think the characters develop over time better in another one?
So we'll see. Those are like two very different things.
I know. Kristen tends to pick and choose whatever works best for her in the moment.
I feel like this is a character assassination right now.
Listen, I am your foil. I'm the mirror.
Exactly.
Bruce was like, I can't wait till Amy comes on the podcast and I can just dive bold.
Well, because the amount of nonsense I take from Kristen every episode about my accents, my terrible nicknames, my songs, this is revenge.
So,
character.
I know, this is also a really hard one.
Yeah.
But
was it? Wait, was it?
Was it not?
Oh my goodness, what?
T'was for me.
T'was for you? Mm-hmm. And you also cry?
Yeah.
Oh.
T'was not for you?
T'wasn't.
Wow.
Well, now you guys have to go before me. I'll go last.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Kristen, fill us in. You look very, she's like, if you could see her face, she's very thoughtful right now. Like, she's thinking really deep thoughts.
Okay. So, I thought a lot about this. And I voted for Girls Trip, but it was a really hard choice. Mm-hmm. And I basically chose it over the strength of all the characters. The four ladies, they're awesome, they're hilarious, but they're also like, they have their own issues that they're dealing with. Like, one is bankrupt, one has a cheating husband, one got fired, and then one is divorced and, like, struggling with motherhood. So I feel like they really addressed all four of those issues that the characters are dealing with, while also, like, dealing with their issues as a group. And I thought they did that really well. And you could, like, it was very clear and very obvious. And they're also hilarious and awesome. And I would never trust Tiffany Haddish with planning any sort of event that I'm attending. I love you, Tiffany Haddish, but you're not making my drinks.
She is the only person that will plan the future bar mitzvah that I'm going to hold.
Tiffany Haddish, hit us up in the DMs if you want to plan a really, just like a smasher.
That woman is just such insane fun. And I love her to death.
It's true.
Sorry, cry, continue.
I will say the what I struggled with was the character development I felt was much more apparent in When Harry Met Sally, because they hated each other at first. They really disagreed and they were both like really stubborn and stuck in their own ways. And then like through their friendship and through their failed relationships, he had a wife that left him. She had like a relationship that kind of just like went nowhere. Mm. And they like through their friendship between each other, they helped each other out. But then I struggled with the most was after they slept together and it just like got so awkward and they handled that so poorly. I think that was like the deciding factor for me in choosing which characters
interesting
to vote for. But it was a hard decision.
All right, now Amy's the one looking thoughtful with deep thoughts. Amy, what are you dwelling on up there?
I'm dwelling on so many cliffs. cliffs of logical reasoning. No, it's just interesting because you took that in like, okay, strength and complexity and depth of character way and not so much of like character development way.
Yeah, she loves to do that.
Do you have something you'd like to say, Ruth? This is the same space.
No, listen, it's 50% of your podcast too. You can do whatever you want.
I just feel like, I don't know, but I still feel like if you take it from the, okay, if we're talking about strengths or complexity of the characters within the story, like, I still feel very strongly that When Harry Met Sally would win.
Mm.
Because I feel like they did a great job of giving, making each character, each of the four ladies that were leads in Girls Trip, they all were fully fleshed out. Like Kristen said, they all had their own issues. They all had their own struggles, whether or not it was like financial or relationship or with kids or like motherhood or like self-worth. But I don't know. I mean, When Harry Met Sally, they both were struggling with things as well. It just wasn't like in your face as much. It wasn't like, oh, hey, I just got another email from my landlord. I'm going to get evicted. Oh, no. Like, how do I deal? It was more like, it was more subtle, which I respected. And then, I mean, I feel like because, again, we've talked about, like, the longevity, like, the span of time that movie passes. I'm talking about When Harry Met Sally. It just gives you way more time to appreciate and respect the growth of the characters and believe it more. Because I'm always skeptical when it's like, oh, this was a weekend, and look, I've changed my entire life, and I'm going to throw away my entire professional career as, like, a 30-something-year-old and just, like, embark on this new thing just because my college friends...
Wow, I feel like you're referencing some specific movie.
Listen, you guys want me to like quit my job? Because I don't know if I would do it just because you told me to.
Are you saying that we haven't changed your life enough in a weekend during our girls' trip?
Well, now we're going to the territory where like we can't tell those stories.
Right.
Kidding. No, I don't know. I just feel like When Harry Met Sally, from the character development point, you get the time and space to see them mature as people, and it's believable, and it's real, and it's honest. Not that the characters aren't that way in Girls Trip, because I think they totally are, and I think that's one of the strengths of the movie, is that like you actually have four Black women in lead roles that are all their own person, and they're not relegated to like a side role. Like, everyone has their own space, which is cool, but no, When Harry Met Sally. By far. I like didn't even think that it was a close call. I'm so intrigued to see what Ruth says. Seriously.
Wow, the shame.
This is now I'm seeing what I look like when I strongly disagree with one of Kristen's opinions.
Am I a monster? Am I horrible? Do I have four heads?
No, you just look very passionate.
Oh,
and
cool.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, so spoiler alert. This is the one that I had the hardest time with. I erased it and rewrote it like probably 6 times over the course of the day.
Mm.
I agree with everything you said, Amy. But spoiler alert, I did end up voting for Girls Trip. And here's why.
But how?
Here's why. When Harry Met Sally is probably also my favorite rom-com of all time and one of my top 10 favorite movies. Like, everyone on this episode adores this movie. One of the only things that's ever bothered me about it is that I don't think that Harry and Sally have equal development throughout the movie. And especially in a genre that's geared towards women, every once in a while I'll get a twinge of frustration that really this is like Harry's story. I mean, even in the title, like, he is the active participant and Sally is the object, you know? And so even like, I think you can tell when you're watching the movie that Sally is probably interested in him and would be interested in pursuing something romantic. Like, as soon as probably the museum scene, when he asks her if she wants to go to a movie and she gets really excited. So her character growth, she definitely has a lot. Like, she learns what she wants out of her relationship, she becomes more flexible and doesn't see things as black and white, and she grows up. But I think her character development probably ends like about halfway through the movie, and then she's like the person that she's gonna be, and Harry's the one who takes the next half, in my opinion. Whereas Girls Trip, I mean, like Kristen mentioned, they have so many conflicts that they're trying to resolve, and yeah, they wrap it up really in about 48 hours, which is completely unrealistic. And I agree with you that I adore the fact that they started them off as like 22-year-olds and then continued them throughout their lives. But I just thought everybody in Girls Trip was like kind of moving on the same pace, except for maybe Tiffany Haddish, who was good all along. And I appreciated that they were able to balance everybody's stories together. So that's why I voted for Girls Trip.
I just feel like everyone, now we're going to get real meta. Everyone develops that different.
Do it. Yell at us.
I love When Harry Met Sally. You don't understand.
You guys don't get me. You're all trash. The podcast is stupid.
Guys.
This is literally how I felt when Kristen tried to argue that The Prince and Me is good, so I get it.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Like, ow.
Just because Sally, I mean, we all agree that she grew a lot and developed as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. the woman she was at 30-something is not the 22-year-old that we see at the beginning of the movie. That's, like, a bit right. unsufferable. But, you know, just because she grew at a different pace than he did or showed interest in him before he did doesn't, like, negate her growth or development at all.
That's a very
actually
valid point.
The beauty of the story. Oh my God, let me get on this pedestal real quick.
Please, stand
get on
up
your soapbox.
Give your hand up.
Is, you know, is the fact that they're on such, like, every person's self growth is so individualized, but somehow they still end up together in the end. Just because they do, they're on their own separate paths, they still end up together.
That's beautiful.
Would That's how fun. Are you trying to just fight us, or are you trying to convince us? What is your ultimate goal?
I'm just, like, making my argument, and if you feel the need to cross that line in the sand and join me on this side of the beach, I'm not That's saying it's such... like better weather over here, but like probably.
That's like such a personal choice that I would never like pressure you.
No.
Just, like...
Oh my goodness.
I'll watch you with information.
Never.
I'm sticking to my guns.
Oh,
I agree with all of your points.
I'm wafting. Ooh.
But like development, think about it. There's okay, let's take it one by one. We don't have to do that. There's not enough time.
All right, thanks
podcast.
For joining us today, everyone. We'll see you in 2 weeks. No, please,
like,
go ahead.
Who I think you get distracted in Girls Trip by the fact that there's so much going on, and I would argue it's the detriment of the actual movie because they throw so much at you, and like they do pull it off in a lot of ways, but it's honestly, like, in my opinion, for character development purposes, it just makes it not believable, and it, you know, it limits it in some way, because the only true character development we see is two of them making very big life decisions. You know, like, Jada Pinkett Smith is like, oh, I'm going to, like, have sex with a stranger. But that's not, like, a life-altering character development thing that she goes through. She's just like, hey, I'm going to, like, have a crazy weekend with some ladies that I know because I feel free and liberated and strong and powerful. But the other two that, like, make the career decisions, you know, to, like, go into business together, like, yeah, that's a decision. That's one decision that'll alter the rest of their lives in a very big way. But it doesn't reflect necessarily like a huge development of character from the start of the movie to the end. I think they're both on the precipice already. And the fact they made the decision, great. They grew a little bit, but like, no, that much.
Well, I would argue the climax of the movie is actually Regina Hall's speech, and the two of them coming together is more like whatever you call it after that, like descending action or whatever. I think them going into business together is like the result of their character development, but I would argue that development actually is Regina Hall learning to like value her own self-worth in believing that she can succeed in business without her terrible husband, and Queen Latifah almost going through the same thing of like realizing that she does have something of value and she doesn't have to rely on just like easy money. And I think those are both pretty big, like two big realizations of like either having self-confidence, especially for women. I like the fact that they're both related to your jobs. Like, those are the types of conflicts I feel like I go through. With, like, imposter syndrome.
What's that? We all think we're fabulous. Ruth, you feel like an imposter at work? Who are you?
Every single damn day. Yeah, so that's my thought.
I think Amy has done her job.
Wow.
Something that Amy said has stuck with me.
What was it? Share the pearls of wisdom.
Right. Like, what nugget of wisdom did I?
Because she was just throwing so many.
She was just
there.
Seeing whatever stuck.
Truly that.
Something
that's what
stuck.
It
And it's the difference of a weekend versus a decade. And I never thought about it in that sense. And now I have to think about it in that sense.
Because she put that nugget right in your brain hole.
The nugget. Can't get it out. So I am officially, I think this is the first. I'm officially changing my vote.
It is the first.
To When Harry Met Sally.
Come over to the back side.
You did it! You did it!
Listen, we can all agree that, like, the fact that every single main character in these two movies is flawed in real ways, and, like, is shown, we're shown those imperfections and how they try to deal with that and struggle with that is, like, super awesome and really realistic and, like, unique to these movies and not really common.
Chris and I talked about in the last episode how much we adore the best friends and, like, how well-developed they are, especially compared to supporting characters in rom-coms who are usually just there to be like, did you need a coffee? I'll take mine black. Just like, what's your point? So we do love that. And this was a tough one for me, but I'm going to be the contrarian and stick with Girls Trip. So we got 2 votes for When Harry Met Sally, 1 vote for Girls Trip, and 1 negative vote for Amy and I's friendship, according to the look on her face.
So what's our next category, guys?
So next up, we have what used to be called social awareness, and then we added in also the caveat, social awareness and timelessness. Actually, one of the reasons we added this was because we were talking to Howie, another listener of the show. Shout out to Howie. Who mentioned that it's hard to judge, like, something, a movie may not be problematic, but it may not, like, advance social justice causes, but if it's timeless, like, that's an achievement of in itself. Mm-hmm. So you can judge it by either of those two metrics.
Oh, well, that is hard now.
It changes everything.
It does.
We didn't mean to throw a wrench in your entire plan.
Listen, this is a nuanced category now. Whatever shall I do?
Okay, you can go last. You can dwell.
Thank you.
Well, Kristen, you flip-flopped last time, so you have to go first.
Oh, God.
Punishment for leaving my side. don't say you're not decided again.
No, I am decided. I am decided. Oh, okay. Well, no, I wasn't decided, but I find the timeless and the social awareness, those are 2 different votes.
Right.
Agreed.
Should we decide on just one?
Yes.
Okay. Which one do you vote for? You have to vote before you vote.
You have to all agree. We have to
Let's ask Amy. Amy, when you were thinking of your vote in your mind, did you think about social awareness or, like, timeliness? Timelessness.
I thought of social awareness.
Okay.
All right.
Then let's go for social ones.
Right. Just because there's a clear winner there, but I'm okay with it.
Yes.
Right.
So in social awareness, Girls Trip, definitely. For numerous reasons. It's, you know, a comedy starring 4 black women, and they all have, like we've said before, like, their own fleshed out characters that aren't, like, stereotypes or aren't, like, caricatures. And also, they're all presenting, or Regina Hall, I should say, is presenting at Essence Fest, which we learned about a lot.
Yeah.
So I just thought, definitely in terms of social awareness, definitely Girls Trip, especially because When Harry Met Sally, while there are not a lot of characters, it's, you know, about 4 white people in Manhattan, not very diverse. But if it was timelessness, I would vote for When Harry Met Sally, because that's one that it's 30 plus years old and it still is as unproblematic today as it was back then. And I could see that continuing.
I gave the exact same vote. I originally voted for When Harry Met Sally just because, like, besides the outfits, there's nothing that dates this movie at all, which is, like, on them that they didn't even really talk about technology or anything that would date it. It's just, like, a little bubble of, like, perfect romance. But, yes, we have to talk about social awareness. Although, disappointingly, Girls Trip, I've heard that Girls Trip 2 has still had a really hard time getting greenlit. Like, even though this movie made $2 trillion, unfortunately hasn't done as much to convince Hollywood that Black people can make the money as we would hope it would, but it's a spectacular movie, and getting to see 4 Black women who do talk about their race and call out the annoying manager, who is spectacular. Spectacular call out of white privilege. Great movie.
And they also weren't that young either. They were, like, all, like, well in their, like, 30s or early 40s. So it wasn't like just like about like a young group of girlfriends still. It was like more mature women who are in their fields and were kind of lived a bit more life.
Yeah, that's a great point. You don't get to see that very often.
No.
Yeah, it was such a welcome change, I think, of perspective. And like a definite middle finger to anyone that's like, oh, like women can't be funny. Like, okay, watch 2 minutes of that movie. Or like, oh, like black women can't lead a movie. Like, okay, just like watch this movie. So, and like we all said, like they're fully formed characters. They're imperfect. They're not apologetic about it. They're like, this is who I am. Like, I'm not going to like hide who I am.
Especially not Tiffany Haddish.
That girl.
But even she, no I loved like, that they, it wasn't very long, but they had a little call out of a moment. Oftentimes, like, the funny friend in the group, she even said something about, like, you guys don't appreciate me, or, like, you guys act like I'm just the idiot that you, like, let tag along. Which I loved, because, like, she's not wrong.
Yeah. No, it was great. And, well, and to go back to your point, Ruth, where, in the last category, when you were talking about how you liked how they struggled with, you know, being a female and making business decisions and professional decisions and struggling with those insecurities or whatever, was something that was like really refreshing to see as well play out on screen, and that we can all definitely relate to when you see them trying to make really difficult choices and like navigate that world. I mean, like, hands down, it's obviously Girl Trip. Purely by the fact that it's just like four beautiful black women that are all so different, you know, they're all so different. And I just love it. I love it. It was so fun.
Same.
So fun.
Okay. That was easy. All right. Our final category. Rewatchability. This is a tough puppy because I have rewatched both of these movies and will rewatch both of them.
Agree.
In the future.
I feel like I said, I just rewatched Girls Trip today, earlier today, because I was like, oh, what's that movie again? I watched it once, and when I started rewatching it, so this is the second time I've ever watched it, and it was today, I'm like laughing out loud, like hysterically, for so many different points in the movie. And I remember the first time I ever watched it was a night where I was home alone, decided not to go out, and, you know, was like, ah, I don't really want to read. What am I going to do? Oh, I'll just, like, put on this movie. And, like, I watched the entirety of it and had such a good time. And I had the same exact experience for the most part today. I think that in the middle it lagged a little bit. But
I agree.
Besides that, I mean, it was just, like, so rewatchable that I would be like, oh, I would definitely watch this again, especially, like, with a couple girlfriends if we had a sleepover or something.
Yeah, that'd be so much fun.
Because it's just, like, raucous, good, jolly old fun. but, like, that being said... Guys, come on.
She gave it its moment, but come on.
I just watched it and how much I loved it, I have to like give Girls Trip its due. But like When Harry Met Sally is a timeless classic. And that, like when I talked about it at the beginning of this podcast, why I love rom-com so much is because it's like a warm little blanket hug of love and fun, because like humor plus romance. And that is what that movie is to me. And it's just like, reminds me of how many, like the first time I saw it, and then like, I see different aspects of different relationships I've ever been in that movie, especially with like different character development aspects of it. That like, I'm never going to stop stop going back to it for a rewatch. So for me, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. That's I also voted for When Harry Met Sally, and it's for the reason you just said, Amy, which is, like, it's crazy that I watched this movie for the first time with my mom when I was probably, like, I don't know, 12, and when I knew nothing about relationships, and it just keeps getting better and more relevant the more you grow up and the more you know. And yeah, this, it's partially because it's older, but, and partially because I've seen it more times, but, like, the iconic lines... Meg Ryan in the deli. You're just like, I agree that Girls Trip's one of the only movies in the last year that I've actually physically laughed out loud at, so gotta give it props for that. And I definitely don't do that with Harry Met Sally. When Harry Met Sally anymore. Right. So many times. But it is. It's like a warm blanket.
Mm. And it's so witty. Like, it's not laugh out loud funny, yeah. but it's funnier in such a different sense that honestly you don't often get in yeah. rom-coms. It's like very intelligent. It's very witty. It's very sharp. Like quick and sharp. Yeah. I agree with what everyone said. Girls Trip is a very valiant contender. I will definitely watch it again. But When Harry Met Sally. And there's so many scenes that you look forward to when Harry Met Sally, like the deli yeah. scene, like the days of the week underwear, like
listen, I also had those underwear and they didn't have Sunday and I never thought about it. I watched that movie the first time and I was like, oh my god, Meg Ryan, it is because of God.
Underwear is evil.
But that also makes no sense.
Go commando, Kristen. Be as the Lord made you.
I'm just going to say, there's a lot of plot holes in that decision making.
All right.
But, yeah, there's so many scenes. And then there's also, it's very interesting to see, like, the rise and fall of their own personal relationships. Like, Harry and his wife, when she leaves him. And Sally and her long-term boyfriend, and he leaves her. And also Carrie Fisher and her, the guy that she's, like, having an affair with. We never
know,
meet him.
I know, you're right.
We'll never learn anything about him, except that he'll never leave his wife.
Yep, that's all we need to know.
You're right. I know you're
right. All right. I actually don't know, because I lost track in my head. Kristen.
It was very... very close.
Ooh.
1 point difference between them. But the winner is When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, God. Sorry, that's really
thank God. We would have been in an actual fight if we ended this podcast episode. And When Harry Met Sally didn't win. Because, in my opinion, it might have been the best of all time.
It was
right,
so
we
close.
We honestly
though.
Might have been canceled, like, in the romance community.
Yeah, it was like 1 point difference between the two. So wow. I would like to thank myself for eventually changing my vote.
Bye, Kristen. Bye.
Oh God, Kristen. You're the hero.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you guys to even notice.
Truly, though. Okay. Amy, actually, like, well done to Amy. She needs to go to bed at night feeling very good about herself because she turned the tide with that time you've convinced Kristen.
I think she would have ended our friendship if...
I'm assuming that the bonus categories Amy has are tilted in When Harry Met Sally's favor.
I don't know what you're talking about. These are completely neutral.
Speaking of, would you like to give us your bonus categories?
Sure would. Okay, there are three. Shall I do all three? Or like what
A-plus
should we
student
do?
Right here.
Guys, I told you, I swing for the fences. I do zero effort or I do 300% and people are like, please slow this roller coaster down.
That's true. We love it.
Okay. Numero uno. Ready? I don't know why I went to Spanish right there. There's zero reason.
Yeah. Ruth has deemed you the French speaker of the group. You cannot deviate.
She's deemed herself the French speaker of the group by being the French speaker of the group.
I tried the Spanish too. Blanca from work tried so hard. It's just not going to happen without formal training.
Shout out to Blanca.
Honestly, shout out to Blanca. True MVP of all things. Okay. Bonus questions. Number one. Which item of clothing would you rather wear? Those bedazzled jean jacket vests or one of Meg Ryan's turtleneck sweater blazer combos?
Okay, here's a follow-up question I have.
The follow-up questions are not permitted.
Thank you, and no.
Is it just one of us wearing the jean jackets, or is it like we all four of us wear the jean jackets together?
You, like, as in the Flossy Posse?
As in, like, the four, our girls group, us
She's
three and
to wear
Allie.
By herself.
Kristen, if you want to wear a bedazzled jean jacket, you don't need a group to do it. Do it on your own. You don't
but
need a group.
That's the whole point of the bedazzled jean jacket.
That is not the point
group
of
solidarity.
No, absolutely not. I refuse to accept that. I feel like if you want to wear a bedazzled jean jacket vest, go for it, and we will fully support you in that endeavor.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a bedazzled jean jacket vest. I vote for cozy sweater.
Make fun of you. When Amy said we would support you, that was a lie.
So would you make fun of me behind my back?
No, in front of your face, obviously. I'm not a sociopath.
Amy's just a sociopath.
We don't make fun of our friends behind our backs in this group, only in front of their face.
Honestly, very true.
Yes, accurate.
Which, for the relationship expert that is listening to this, be comforted by that fact.
Yeah.
If you'd like to diagnose us, please message us separately.
Or together, that'd be more fun.
What if someone listens to this podcast and messages us and is like, listen, two of you are great, and one of you is the problem.
You have that guest star, Amy. Guest star, I just said, oh my god.
Confidence. We love to see
that,
it.
That guest speaker.
Well, star. Guest star.
Okay, I'll own it. That you had on, please never invite her back.
Or, like, one of us is the problem.
Or what if she...
Oh,
I'm assuming
I didn't realize
this
was
a she. What if she contacts us and says, one of you's the problem, but you guys have to figure out who it is.
No!
That's part of your growth.
I don't know.
That'll be Hunger Games.
I would decline.
Listen, this is a very dark hole we're digging ourselves into.
I would say I don't need to grow, thank you. We'll keep the problem around.
Wait, let's circle back. Kristen said
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I said cozy sweaters.
Guys, I'm a camp counselor. We gotta go bedazzle.
Former camp counselor? You're not present day camp counselor. How dare.
Kristen.
Yes.
Once a camp counselor, always a camp
Thank
counselor.
You,
Spoken as a high school camp counselor.
Yeah.
Get
Weren't
out of
you a
my
math
face.
Camp counselor?
I was a math assistant teacher in an enrichment camp.
Okay.
Very
I don't know if
different,
it counts, actually.
Very different from when I was a summer camp counselor to screaming five-year-olds. Two different experiences in my life.
No, if you had to be overly enthusiastic around children, you're a camp counselor.
Okay.
Yeah, I vote denim vest for sure. Good question.
All right, cool. We're tied thus far. Are you ready for number two?
Yeah.
Okay. Choose your own adventure. One of two choices.
Wow.
Like I said, 300%. Okay. Number one, cross country road trip, like they do in the beginning of Harry Met Sally. Or boozy weekend in New Orleans. What do you reckon? And the road trip would be like, I mean, I guess I don't really care who you're taking these trips with. Groups of friends, significant other, I don't really care. Let's say group friend trip.
I was
going to
say, I don't care who it is as long as I'm you guys.
As long as I am your significant other.
Your group of friends. I was assuming it was with our four college friends.
Oh, yeah.
Which one of these two?
Yeah, with the acorns.
This is incredibly difficult because I really wanted to go to New Orleans, but I'm going to go road trip because it's like old school acorns, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of snacks involved, and there's a lot of like singing along to beats, mm-hmm. and I just love it. So that's my vote.
Mm.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to deviate, and I'm going to say boozy New Orleans weekend.
You're going to deviate and like make up your own answer.
Chris is like, it will be a road trip, but we will only listen to New Orleans jazz and eat jambalaya the whole time.
Ew! Can you imagine car jambalaya?
That's the worst car snack.
Just with your fingers.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Just loose rice everywhere.
I actually couldn't even decide for that one. I can't decide because I've never been to New Orleans. I've always wanted to go.
What Same. If you mesh it together? A road trip to New Orleans.
Listen, that wasn't the question.
No.
But I would say that would be like the best possible scenario, and you win an extra point because this is now a game show.
Wait! She broke the rules!
And Kristen's winning.
Ooh!
What's the prize?
a bedazzled jean bag.
yes.
I expect it on my doorstep tomorrow morning.
Kristen, you better forfeit.
Oh, man. Well,
get a jean jacket.
It all comes down to this. It is the last bonus question. Are you ready?
I'm sad. We've been through so much together.
Okay. Would you rather have friends that you could do a dance-off with, or, and, like, a dance-off and do it well, because we've established already that, like, we could do, and we'd be willing to do a dance-off, but we would not excel in that. Okay, so friends that you could, like, do a dance-off and do a dance-off well with, massive dance party, or friends that you could sing with, and by sing, I mean, like, sing. And I'm going off of that by the When Harry Met Sally scene when they're, like, doing the karaoke and he sees the best life and it's a whole situation.
But better than them.
But, like, better than them, yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go with sing just because what an incredible move if you could just walk up four of you at karaoke and start, like, four-part harmonizing on a Destiny's Child song or something. Incredible.
You guys, I already know that both of you have fabulous voices. This is why I posed the question. I wanted to see. And now I know that I've always disappointed you about the fact that I cannot hold that.
I don't think I've ever heard you sing. Mm. I should do karaoke sometime.
Was that on purpose? Who knows?
But you know what? With singing, I vote for the singing because I love a good karaoke night. But you don't have to be good for karaoke.
True.
Fair enough. Wow, I just like so. I forget you guys both have the musical backgrounds. Where I mean, I also do, but that was like playing flute. And
it counts.
I mean, you still play flute sometimes, but no one asks for it,
like Lizzo.
Only when I've been drinking wine.
I remember one time. I think Ruth was in town, and we were playing something on the TV, and you decided to try to play along with it. With your flute post brunch?
How did I do?
I forgot about that.
How did I do?
I don't think you were on track.
9 out of 10 is what you're talking about.
The notes were right. The notes were right.
The notes were right. The pacing,
the rhythm,
wrong.
And the speed. Yeah.
Right.
I remember that.
Because post brunch in DC. Oh, wow. You guys both chose singing. I did choose dancing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be fair, both would be incredible.
Like
I mean,
the combo.
We could mesh those, too. You and Allie can be our backup dancers, and me and Ruth can just do a power ballad.
This is how I
feel. Looks, like, so interested. She looks really invested. I wish you guys could see the level of passion streaming out of her mouth.
Anyways, that concludes it. Those are my three little bonus questions.
Those are great bonus questions.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Amy, and talking through these movies with us.
It was truly my greatest honor.
And our greatest honor.
Dang straight.
If you all listeners out there would like to do us the second greatest honor, please subscribe. Follow wherever you get your podcasts. Our next episode will be coming out in 2 weeks, and we will be diving in to the next two movies in our final eight with a brand new guest. So check back in for that.
I always, when you say follow, I always think of like somebody following you down the street. You're like, subscribe, and follow, but not too closely. So I think.
Don't scare your neighbors. Have a great night.